ready. All right, real quickly, we have a lot of people in here. We had an all-access weekend where people pay a few dollars to come and hang around the team and come to practice, come to scouting report in the locker room. And more importantly, they're here to make sure that you guys don't misprint anything that I say, because they're probably going to read it, and you know I don't, tomorrow morning. But it's been a fun weekend and for us, and got to see a good game. So with that said, enjoyed the game. Thought our kids played well. Thought Jake Lehman got us going early, making some shots and rebounding the ball. I thought John Graham got us going defensively. I thought he was terrific defensively. You know, and we played a lot of minutes, shared the minutes, played some guys. You know, and Dez played really well in his limited minutes, but really kind of played the game without Dez being a big part of the rotation because of foul trouble. Was a good sign, and I thought we were much better today. Some of you guys were here last week. We were much better today than we were last week on both ends of the floor.
Mark, you talked yesterday about Jake,
you know, Jake being more comfortable or trying to get him more comfortable and not putting as much pressure. Did you sense that today? Was he a different guy today than maybe he was, you know, 7 days ago?
He was definitely different today. Now, he had a Thursday's practice wasn't solid for him, had a tough practice. I was worried about him, but yesterday he had a good practice, made some shots, so I think it kind of rolled over into today's game. And whenever you make your first one, kind of gets you going. He got some good looks early and got him going. And I think he's the thing that we don't talk about Jake enough, he's really become a good defender. I think about a year ago right now, Jake was not a very good defender. And I'm not afraid to put him on anybody on the court. He's really, really improved. So I think that's given him confidence too. But that's the, I mean, Jake's not going to be 7-for-8 every game. But that's the Jake we need, more solid, more comfortable, more relaxed, playing within himself. That was good to see.
Coach, early on, you struggled a little bit, and then Dez and Jake got you going. Does that feel like maybe it kind of symbolizes the team a little bit, and the veterans pick up the young guys? And the other question I have was, does Dez's foul trouble concern you at all? I know last year it was an issue.
I think Jake and Dez got us going. I think those two understand they have some really good players around them, and so they trust them, and they're willing to pass and use them, which is important. Didn't like the way we started, but we haven't played against a man-to-man team in public yet, and we do it every day in practice, but I thought as the game wore on, we got better offensively. We shared the ball better. Our spacing was better. And then we lost a little bit of concentration, but we executed at a pretty high level offensively, and it's because we have good players around them. Does it concern me, Dez getting foul trouble? Yes and no. It does because he's so important to us, and we're going to play obviously better teams. But we got a nice deep team. Even without Evan right now, we have a deep team. It's hard for me to get guys minutes without him. So. We can handle it better, but we all know Dez is going to be a big part of what we do, and especially you know when games are tight.
Mark, can you talk about your decision to start Checo today, and whether or not defensively he is further along than you thought he was.
The reason we started him is he had a good week of practice. I wanted to change our starting lineup the best we could. And so we started them. We started a bigger lineup. We started a small lineup last week with the Jake at the four. We started a big lineup. I just wanted to see how it worked. Defensively, it was good for us. Checo's further along defensively. He's still just a little bit late. He altered some shots that he's probably going to block later in the season, which will help us. And I just thought he was just a whole different player today than he was last Saturday. He wasn't nearly as nervous, and he was in the right spot most of the time. Just offensively, he just moved a little bit too quick. You know, we break our offense down, and he's in positions to jump stop or do certain things, and once he caught it, he didn't make good decisions today. But with that said, he's coming. And if just practice, he's getting better and more comfortable.
Just follow up. Seems to have a good feel, like he made a nice pass to get the break going.
Yep.
He made a really good pass to Demond.
Monday on right at the end of the shot clock. I mean, that's something that for a freshman, big guy especially, is
yeah. Fun. Yeah, he can really pass. He understands spacing. He's got a little bit of that European game to him. And really all our big guys, DeMonte made a couple good passes too, but he does have a good feel and he can pass it. You know, he made some good passes against the break and the press offense. Last week I had him in the middle, which really wasn't fair to them, but I put him in there and he made a good pass. And he had an assist, he had two assists last game, should have had three. So he's a good passer. He's just scratching the surface. I think it's going to be fun for all of us to kind of watch him improve as the season goes on.
Coach, yesterday you said that you weren't particularly impressed with the rebounding last
yeah.
week. How would you compare that today?
We were better. We were better. They were so fast. Their team's really fast. And they shot a lot of long shots. I thought early in the game their speed was too much for us. They had five offensive rebounds right out of the chute. And then they ended up, I think, with eight at halftime, and one was on an air ball. And the air ball is almost impossible to rebound. I don't know what the stat is on air balls, but offense gets most of those air balls. So the rest of the half, the last 15 minutes, we only gave up two offensive. Then I thought we kind of lost our concentration late in the game, which hurt us. So that's too many. They obviously like running sprints because we're going to run sprints for every batter, no box out in practice on Monday. So we'll correct it. We got very coachable guys, so they'll figure it out. We're just a little bit too nice right now. We got to be a little bit more physical.
Coach, maybe going along with that, I was wondering about John Graham. It seems like he's made some improvements, and I'm just wondering if you could evaluate his process.
Well, he's playing with a lot of confidence, and defensively, you know, I told the team at halftime, if we played as everybody played as hard as John, and everybody communicated as well as John, people would have a really hard time scoring on us. So it's infectious the way he's playing. He's talking. If it was a quiet building, if you were near the floor, you could hear John talking on defense today. So he gives us that. Offensively, I was happy for him because he made his free throws. He works really hard on making his free throws. He was 6 for 6 at halftime. I think he missed a couple in the second half. And then he gets our offense. He has a good feel for it. He knows where the holes are for him. He knows where he needs to be. He knows his limitations. So he's been a pleasant surprise so far early in the season.
Coach, the 19 turnovers, is that a cause for concern? What did you see
on
that?
I'm not going to harp on it. The more I talk about it, the worse it's going to get, so I'm going to ignore it. Can you guys do that for me too? Because I know you won't, but I'm going to try to ignore it and get better. We talked about it all week in practice, and we ran for turnovers in practice, and we might try something. We might ignore it this week and see if it helps us.
You asked two questions, Don.
Mark, can you talk about the way, Wiley and Nickens came in here with reputations as outside shooters.
Yeah.
They both seem to be able to set up their drive with their outside shot.
Yeah.
You know, hit a couple and then just not settle for that and take it, put it on the floor. Can you talk about their sort of progress?
Yeah. Deion's a player. If you've watched Deion grow up, Deion can play. He's got a lot of game that we haven't even seen yet. We're getting him in shape. I'm begging Deion every day to do more. Because when the ball's in Deion's hands, I'm really comfortable that he's going to make a good decision. And some of his passes were phenomenal. One went right through a guy's hands. But his timing on those passes is really hard to teach. His pace about his game is really hard to teach. So he wasn't shooting the ball well today for him, so he figured out a way to help us. So that's what he is. He's just got such a shy personality, it's holding him back, and he can't. I tell him not to wait. His time is now. Let's do it now, Deion. So he's a good player. Jared's really surprised me in his game. I knew he was a great shooter, but the more all-around game, passing, off the dribble stuff, his baseline move down there. I mean, I was mad we threw it into him. I was like, oh, don't throw it there, because eventually he was going to come off a double screen, which I really like. And they threw it to him, and he made a big-time move. So he's got a lot of game, and he's just a young guy scratching the surface too.
Last question, but
just kind of put a bow on the exhibition schedule here. What stands out from the two games? Just what you've learned about your team, and what are kind of the areas of improvement that you'd like to focus on?
Yeah.
What are you concerned about? Do you have any concerns?
I think we got a chance to be a good team. I think we got a lot of good pieces. I think they're very coachable. We can score in a variety of ways. Our low post game is coming. It's not there yet, but we play a little bit more inside out today than we did last week with the drive or posting the ball up. And I think defensively we got a chance to be a really good basketball team because guys are buying into it and they're really working hard. The obvious ones are turnovers, and which we're not supposed to talk about, and rebounding. We just got to, you know, we were plus 16 on the boards, but it could have been plus 20, 25, the way they shot the ball compared to the way we shot it. So we'll keep working on that.
Thanks,
all right, thank you.
Hey, Max.
Hey.